section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Three Way, Virginia, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Fantasy Football Champion, FCF at 1 month, IBWIP 2016. Where's Heather been? Chap that ass. Breaking New Year's resolutions and the reformation of White Lion with your co-host, intern Heather. And me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, Blind Glidden!
White Lion's getting back together?
This is the first time hearing about it, too.
Was it the White Lion you were talking about?
It was the one that bit Siegfried and Roy. He's getting back together.
Oh, I was like, oh man, I can't wait for White Lion to get back.
He was a key member of the '80s band, so ultimately the reformation of the Siegfried and Roy line might mean the reformation of the '80s band.
White right. Line. Well, my joke there was that they had the song "Wait." I said, I can't wait.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know
the song "Wait."
Sing it.
Wait. I never had a chance to love you.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, different background music.
Can you imagine if he just said that? He was just like, wait, I never had a chance to love you.
I didn't understand this joke, but I understand that you love me.
I do?
As far as I understand it.
All right, folks, welcome to episode 233, the Scottie Pippen episode. He's 33.
Bulls music. Not the two.
Scottie Pippen and Scottie Pippen's twin.
Right, I am your host of the podcasting god.
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and got a cozy little episode for you this evening. First, he wears plaid. He's never mad. He's drinking some smooth vodka.
I thought they were all going to rhyme.
And he's an asshole. Let's welcome to the show, the Bottle Cap Kid.
I'm an asshole, and so can you.
You're a nice asshole.
That's a contradiction in terms.
You're not an irritatable asshole.
I'm a what?
No, you're not an irritatable. I'm having difficulties.
Tete a tete?
I'm having difficulties with my newfound oral work.
Oh,
with speaking?
We should talk about
your
that
newfound
too.
Speaking ability?
Right, I just learned how to talk. And that sweet, sweet sound that you hear coming out of your left ear. I know you haven't heard it in 6 episodes. It's been 6 weeks.
Yeah,
it's been 6 weeks since you laughed at us. It's the one and only intern, Heather. Welcome back.
Hello. After all this time, still an intern.
I know. I was thinking about that today. And actually, I do have. I was in the shower thinking about you today.
Huh. Okay.
And I said, it's been about a year since she's been on the show.
Valentine's Day will be the year.
Will
yeah.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I said, you can't really call her an intern anymore. Eventually, people get hired.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm. Does being hired
eventually,
mean
I get
that
a
you
paycheck.
Make money?
Huh?
Does being hired mean that you make money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Uh-oh.
I believe it.
Intern forever. Then I'm an intern, too.
But then it reminded me that your name came up in a topic of conversation on New Year's Day. And I think it's only befitting that we maybe change your name to
Bologna Salad.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were about ready to say the same thing.
No, let's try it again.
Okay.
All right. Three, two, one. Potato
Lavender
salad.
Lady.
Oh, Lavender Lady.
Lavender Lady? That's cute.
How does that apply to her?
The Lavender Lady of podcasting.
Okay.
You don't remember anything.
No, I remember that was from an episode of Couch Pilots we did. I don't know how that applies to her.
Okay, well,
does it apply?
Okay. By the next time you're on, we'll have a different name for you. You'll no longer be intern, unless you want to stay intern, Heather.
I mean,
do you feel as though you should be upgraded?
It's okay with me. I just don't want people to listen to it and think that I'm just an intern. That I'm just an intern.
What does a podcast intern even mean?
I don't know. I haven't gotten anyone coffee yet, though.
Will you get me some?
No.
Okay.
I did bring you smooth vodka today, though.
And joke's on you, too. I don't drink coffee, so it would be a fool's errand to get it for me.
Maybe that's why I'm the best intern ever, that I haven't got you coffee.
Tete-a-tete. I mean, touche.
Well, she's feisty. She's ready to go. And what more than just, you know, it's like this was like the core of this last overhaul.
Yeah.
This was the core.
The overhaul? Is that how you see like the series, the waves of IBWIP overhauls?
Yeah. Like bibs. Like bib overhauls.
Okay. Like Dickies?
Or Carhartt.
Carhartt's probably a better example.
Yeah. They're more comfortable.
What brand are the waders? The ones that are like made of rubber so you can walk in lakes?
I don't know.
Are they just waders?
Ducks Unlimited.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I'm having a lot of trouble with words.
Uh-oh. Are you having a stroke?
No.
To get this on audio.
No, it's to have this bridge. You don't really sense it when you're talking, but then you start talking. And...
Well, let's talk about it. Because when did you get that back?
Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
When did you get it back? And yeah, maybe if you take it out, you'll be
able to... You can take it out? Oh.
Wow. Part of his mouth just came out of his head.
Oh, do this. Open your mouth.
It has my name on it.
What does it contain? Four or five teeth?
That's classy.
It's got four new teeth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little dirty right now, but yeah.
Do you have to put it in some sort of liquid when you go to bed at night?
No, you're supposed to wear it to bed. The dentist said it would also prevent strokes and heart attacks, so Molly was pretty upset.
The mouthpiece would prevent those things?
Uh-huh. Everyone knows, it's just a little piece of metal
with teeth attached.
Well, yeah, a huge piece relative to a mouth. With little teeth attached to it.
Yeah. So,
how would that keep you from having a stroke?
I don't know. Something about the blood flow. I don't know. The guy, whatever the guy said.
They said that your mouth is the key to your health.
Really?
Yeah. Like the...
If you have bad teeth, you're going to have bad health all around.
Right. The gateway to the rest of your body. It is probably the biggest hole in your body.
Well,
that's true. That's very true.
If we've learned nothing from Sex with Heather's podcast,
it's the biggest
the mouth
hole.
Is probably the biggest right. hole.
That was episode one.
Duh.
Day one. Listen up.
Before, what's the biggest hole? The mouth.
In the scheme of holes, the mouth is number one.
Well, we started the new year off. We've had a couple episodes, but recently, and there's a specific reason there's only the three of us. It's because normally this would be Dustin's shift on IBWIP.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he's busy at work, you know, getting those Drunken Lullabies episodes cranked out. But also, I wanted to bask in the glory of winning a fantasy football championship against him.
Oh, got to bring someone louder to clap. Don't clap loud enough for you, huh?
Is that you don't want him here because you don't want him to feel bad about how you crushed him?
Yeah, I crushed him by 0.72 points, not even a whole point.
And that's not a lot, right? How many points do you guys usually get?
Well, that's not even one whole point. That's not even, it's like a fraction of a point.
But if this was soccer, that'd be a lot of points.
That's like if we were bowling and I bowled like a 210 for the championship and you bowled like a 209.
Oh, okay.
That's how close it was. So, we were on vacation and we had the kids and we were on vacation at the water park and hotel.
Nice.
And it was the last day, you know, the last game. It came down to the last game.
Like a Monday night game?
It was the Monday night game. It went into overtime.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, and like the guy kicked a field goal, and like if it would have been like 5 yards longer, he would have won. It was pretty intense. But the Wi-Fi was really, really bad at the hotel because, you know, they say free Wi-Fi. Here, Heather, I'm speaking to you because somebody's kind of biased, but
oh yeah,
they say free Wi-Fi at these hotels, but like it's like here's a free one bar of Wi-Fi that your phone will the battery on your phone will go down 10 points per minute because it's trying to grab for that Wi-Fi.
Oh, for sure, it's like saying that they got breakfast and all they have is toast.
Right? Yeah. Here, make your own bowl
like
of cereal.
Like some shitty fruit in a bowl.
Make your own bowl of cereal. Hey, we offer a very wonderful hot breakfast at the Hampton Inn.
What about the Wi-Fi?
It's terrible.
So I didn't want to invite Dustin on this week because I didn't want him to. I don't want you guys to visually see him upset, and you know, and the crushingness.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, Like, it's the second time in within the last 3 years that he's lost the championship by less than a point.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
In the past 3 years, he's made it to the championship every year and has lost by less than a point?
Two out of 3 years, he's been in the championship and he's lost by less than a point.
That is soul-crushing.
Yeah.
He may never be back. We might
it's
never
like
see
him fantasy football matters.
That's like 3 or 4 days after, you know, the championship. I posted on Facebook. I'm like, it's really weird. My life doesn't seem any different now that I'm a fantasy football champion.
Let's talk a little bit about that. You have you're in a league with Dustin, and I assume it's a 10-person league.
Yeah.
And what is your strategy? Because I've been in the league for 10 years now, and I have not won once. I've gotten third place a couple times, but I've never won. What was your strategy this year? Because I want to win.
Well, my strategy every year is to be balanced and have a good defense. The problem is most things that happen to me in fantasy football is my big players get injured, like season-ending injuries.
Mm-hmm.
One time we drafted, and then the last preseason game, like my number one guy, like tore his ACL, so he was out the whole year. So I have a – but this year I weathered the storm with injuries. None of them were too horrible. I thank the good Lord above.
That's all you can do.
Elvis and the good Lord above. Mm. So,
good idea.
Now, do you have a trophy that you guys pass around, or do you get anything?
Apparently, no. It's just
you should just make your own trophy and be like, I bought myself a trophy, you guys.
Right. if somebody's going to try to win this for me next year, you'll have to come get it.
You would feel different then. You would feel like something in your life has changed if you had your own trophy.
I went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, that'll do it too.
Oh, yeah.
So that was you know, I felt like a champion going in there. Like,
did you guys have like a bet, like a poker, like money that you got?
No.
Oh, okay. Nope.
No money, no trophy.
No money, no trophy.
No
just
money,
the
no
glory.
Problems.
What?
No money, no problems.
Exactly. I don't have any problems in my life.
You know what else doesn't have any problems?
What?
IBWIP 2016.
2016. We're on our way to celebrating the 9th anniversary, which I don't think we'll have the extravaganza that we did before.
Eight. When you look at anniversaries, eight is in multiples of eight really are the big ones.
Right.
So
right.
We did it right last year.
Eight rhymes with great, and that's why it's so awesome.
Eight, yeah.
There we go. Mm.
It's like zero with a belt.
Oh, it's like really slimming in the middle. It's like really pulling in its mid-waist. That's
cute. He came up with that just now.
That's so cute.
Well, what do you want to do? Because it's in May sometime, right? It was like
right.
Middle, end of May last year we had the 200th right. episode, live episode at the High Note. What would you want to do this year? Would you want to do like a cookout?
Yeah, we did that 1 year. We had for
I was there for that.
Yeah, for
well, the 6th anniversary.
Yeah, we should do a cookout and like do like a marathon. Like we did last.
I'm really not in the shape to do a marathon.
Okay. But I think we should have a cookout, and then we should have a show, and just everybody like has like all bring people in for like 15 minutes at a time.
Oh, that kind of marathon. I could do that.
Yeah. No, I don't want you to run.
You won't see me run.
No. We'll not see you run.
I could take the biking part. I like taking bicycles on rides.
Oh, like a triathlon.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do
the biking.
No, I can't swim.
How's your buoyancy?
I don't swim well.
You could run. You could swim.
There you go. I have good buoyancy. I'll do it.
And then you can ride the bike?
Yeah, I'll ride the bike for sure.
I think we...
got it.
That's a show.
You know what? That's a way to celebrate 9 years. So, you know, we Heather's been on about a year. It'll be a year in February.
Mm-hmm.
You've been on almost 2.5 years now.
I think it's been 2.5, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're reaching the point where like,
I'm
no,
out of here.
No one has ever reached before.
Is that the longest you've had someone go is 2.5 years? I've got to have already beaten it. Come on.
Yeah, I think so.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
Longest podcast relationship ever.
Right.
Right here.
Right.
Bros for life.
The B and J, the J and B.
The BJs.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that should be another podcast, huh? The BJs?
Yeah. That's a Sex with Heather episode.
Yeah, we should go on. Both of us should go on her.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about
yeah,
BJs.
That sounds fun. No, really, we should have a BJs episode.
Write it down.
BJs only.
BJs only. I like that.
What do we look for in this year of 2016 for IBWIP? Jason, what are you looking for? What do you want to see happen?
I think every episode we should just, like for the whole episode I just want to do stay in character for every episode. Like I think We've got so many different bits. I would say upwards of 20, 25 different bits that we can choose from for all of our episodes. And I just think, which bit is the most successful? And I think, stay in character, stay in character, stay in character. Why not turn that into like a 45-minute podcast?
Spontaneous Nation.
It'd be a lot of dead air.
Yeah, it would be a little rough. It would be a little rough.
Well, the last time we did stay in character that I was here, we all had different national. We all had different like races we had to be a part of. Like, I think Jason was Chinese.
Yeah.
Like, someone was Italian, and like,
yeah,
such a mix. And we didn't know what to do about the car accident that was happening.
Right.
We're like, how are we involved?
In the show notes, I think we actually renamed it "Racist in Character."
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to see more stay in character?
Almost exclusively.
Okay. All right, Heather. How about you? What do you want to see? Either from the group, from the show, or from yourself, within yourself.
Pertaining to IBWIP, I just want to keep doing a good job and having fun with you guys and making people laugh and stuff. So that's pretty much it. As long as that happens, I'm good.
Okay.
What about you, Blake?
I want to see us reach 20 episodes of the Spaghetti Western.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to see us do a reenactment on stage.
That sounds like so much fun!
Have a live stage version of the entire 20 episodes?
We need about $10,000 in costumes.
Aw, no.
We should talk to Peoria Players. They usually have a gap in their schedule every year. Maybe.
Yeah, and you could probably rent those out. Like, there's a rental costume place in Bloomington.
What was funny is when I said that, Molly was getting in the refrigerator and just turned and looked at me like, you are the biggest idiot with the worst ideas ever.
We would need some serious stage work. Like, there's a lot of set going on with the Spaghetti Western.
Right. Yeah.
We need a horse.
Yeah, that's the first thing we need is a goddamn horse.
No, I think we're on a good roll. We're on a good path. We got good co-hosts coming in. I'm hoping that maybe we can get it scheduled right to where Nani has her baby while on the show.
Oh, I think that's a pretty reasonable request.
Yeah, I think
first cries on the show.
Yes, like that would it. Be. We get a lot of listeners.
All of
that,
us
that
could cut the umbilical cord
together.
Yeah,
gnaw it off.
Yeah, all of us could put it in our mouth. A daisy chain of gnawing.
Sounds like a
there's
great
nutrients
idea.
In the umbilical cord.
It's all nutrients.
And then we can all eat the placenta on the podcast the next week.
We could fry it up, maybe make like wrap it in a tortilla for
it's
everyone.
Rich in nutrients for sure.
Wrap it in bacon.
For sure.
Wrap anything in bacon.
Right, exactly.
That's what I've always said.
Well, that's a good start for IBWIP. I think those are some goals that we can hit.
Continue to have fun.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I think the last year, I can honestly say, like, it's been the most fun.
Yeah.
There's been times where it's been not so much fun as it is just been work, but for the most part, you guys remind me that it's for fun.
I hope so. You get so caught up in making sure everything's perfect and all these little, every little T is crossed and I is dotted. It's just, hey, we're here to have fun.
You know what? I heard an Oprah-ism since I've been away, and it says, prepare for your opportunities. So I think you're great at preparing for your opportunities, Blake.
Well, thank you very much. I've never been Oprah'd before.
Oh, it's you first got time Oprah'd out. Oprah out.
First time I've ever been Oprah'd by a black woman.
What can I say?
Oprah'd by a black woman?
Oprah'd.
Upper decked?
Oprah.
Oh.
Does that work?
I like that.
Well, speaking of time and time moving forward, we've started the new network, and I know we talk about it about every episode, but usually just like a little footnote. But let's talk about it. Let's get into it a little bit. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network, which houses all of our separate podcasts as well as the one you're listening to right now, about a month, a little over a month old.
Yep, about a month and a half old.
We said these episodes are going to be weekly, and it's happening. It's happening. Everything that we've said has come to fruition, right?
Everything except giving everybody their prizes.
Well, we've already got their money.
No.
We don't need to give them the prizes right away.
We need to make a conscious effort for that. But
why don't you take that thing out of your mouth?
This dick? No.
BJ's only.
Yeah, we had goals, and we started off from scratch, and we, as of right now, we are meeting those goals. We're putting out six different shows every week.
Yeah.
Which is a task that sounded great, And as we got closer, I got scared, more scared and more scared.
As you're apt to do.
As I'm apt to do. But no, it's working out. Everybody's.
I think it's going better than I thought it had would. Because mm-hmm. years ago, about 6 months into us joining forces for this thing, we had talked about doing that. And I think our goal at that time was like, let's look locally who's doing podcasts. Let's bring people that maybe we don't know into the mix and try to have a sounding board for all these different people. Again, cross-promote all these different shows. And hopefully we can grow as a whole unit. And that's a task. That's a big undertaking. But we cut out the part where we bring other people in. What we've done is we've grown it ourselves, which is arguably more difficult to do.
We've planted mm-hmm. seeds. We've watered them.
Mm-hmm. We put them in sunlight for at least part of the day.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
we've
We've talked to them.
Mm-hmm. About what?
Mm-hmm. About podcasting.
I mean, I talked to Heather about all sorts of things.
Right.
So I've been talking to her about everything.
How is your plant?
She's so good. She's really green. Like, this amazingly beautiful green, but she's just like a little bush.
She hasn't budded yet?
No.
No.
How big?
So she's, let me think. She's about the size of a Nerf ball. Like a Nerf ball. Like maybe a Nerf ball you throw at someone in a pool. Something like that.
So, and everyone at home, just so you think about you being in the pool, first of all.
Mm-hmm. In the pool.
Beautiful day. Naked, yes. In the pool. No clothes on. You grab for a Nerf ball. Mm-hmm. You close your eyes, Indiana Jones style. You swap that out. It very well could be.
It could be a plant.
Yeah,
and you throw it at your friend and have him get very mad at you and cry. That won't happen if you do it with Heather, though. She won't let you throw her. But no, she doesn't bud until the spring. But she's alive during this time. She's a hardy lady.
Excited when she starts budding.
She's adorable. I haven't taken any pictures of her. She's been very anti social media so far.
She was on Instagram, but it's just the bottom of her.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's just the bottom of her.
Yeah.
No, but. I think you're right. What we've started to do is harder than just getting a whole bunch of people who are already doing shows.
Because all those people could just send you a file and then you put it out there and that's it.
Right. We're creating content. You know, we got people that are creative and interesting people, and they all have different topics, and we're creating stuff.
We're creating everything is being created from scratch. Put to you to kind of put that gloss over it, that nice little producer touch, and then we put out there. So right now we have control over all the content, and I hope we keep a certain amount of control. But again, you've already had people contact you about other shows that want to be part of the network, and mm-hmm. I hope that continues to happen. And like I said, we're going to go out and I pick up flyers from time to time, or I talk to people at different stores, and they'll be like, oh yeah, my buddy does a podcast, and I always try to make notes of these things so I can say, hey, let's check out their show. See if it's anything that's good. See if they're involved in another network, and maybe a partnership can be forged.
For sure,
forged.
That's right.
Like the Knights are at the Round Table.
Just like that. Just like the thing you said.
So here's to a month and a half, and to until at least the budget runs out.
Cheers to a month and a half. Let's hear some messages.
Yay, messages! We'll be right back, folks. If I could just learn. I'm the host and I have to. Okay. The holidays are over and a long, frigid hall of winter lies before us. Fire up IBWIP and warm your cockles because even small, edible, saltwater clams get cold.
That's what a cockle is, I learned. And that's why I wrote a joke about it.
Cockle and balls.
Pretty funny. Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP, and before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com, and as always, you can still find everything at burns1ip at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com, or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
That's what I used to sound like.
You just did sound like it now.
I used to sound like that every day, all the time. Every time we did an episode, I sounded like that.
Oh, I see where you're going now.
Do you know why I used to sound like that?
Why did you used to sound like that, Blake?
Because I used to smoke cigarettes.
Cigarettes
are disgusting. Ew. They're bad for you.
There's tar in there. The same kind of tar they put on a street.
There's salmonella.
Same kind of salmonella. It's inside a chicken.
Like cilantro salmonella.
Ah. Right. What I'm getting at, folks, is our sponsor, RockyTopVapor.com, is the best place for you to go if you want to stop smoking. They have great starter packages, and then within no time, you're going to be a vaping superstar. You're going to be getting mods. You're going to be getting RDAs. You're going to be getting sub-ohm tanks. You're going to be getting premium juices, and there's only one place to go. RockyTopVapor.com using promo code IBWIP20, getting 20% off. Right now, actually as we speak, the audio fog line that we are so in love with now comes in 1.5 NIC level.
What was the lowest before? 3?
3 and then a 0.
Wow. What does that mean?
It's a 1.5 now.
They're giving you less and less nicotine, helping you completely wean off of the nicotine addiction.
Exactly.
And you know, you always talk about, hey, if you're smoking and you want to stop smoking, give vaping a shot, which is an extremely valid point. But let me attack it from a different angle, if you don't mind. So many different vending machines, so many different easy ways, convenience stores to get a bunch of nasty, disgusting, processed food in your system, calories, gross, disgusting. Big E hasn't smoked a cigarette in like 20 years, and he vapes all the time because he likes the flavor.
Right.
So that's another, like, if you just want to have a delicious flavor in your mouth, you know, it might help in losing weight.
Yeah, I've heard that people use it to curb their
your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Put down the lemon heads and pick up some juice.
Let's not put down lemon
and
heads.
And a mod. Let's not put down lemon heads. I saw it.
I got 5 boxes of lemon heads for Christmas.
I'm so jealous.
And the problem is now it's very difficult for me to eat those because I used to just bite into them, you know, stuff.
No, that's not how you do it.
And now with this bridge, it's so expensive, I can't risk snapping it, so now I got to suck on them in the corner.
Yeah, don't bite them. You just like bite the little awesome part on the outside, and then suck on all that, and then let it suck on it for a second, and then bite it.
Right, and you can do that if you want it, because lemon heads, they're delicious. No one's arguing that point, but they are full of glucose, syrups, just nasty corn syrups, a lot of sugar, but you could probably get that same taste as a lemon head if you were to vape.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, hey, go on to RockyTopVapor.com. Click around, find some stuff you want. Use promo code IBWIP20. I just know that Dave and Michael,
don't call him Mike,
Brandy,
Georgia.
They're sitting there waiting. They're just like looking at their computer screens, waiting for that IBWIP20 promo to come through because A, they want to give you 20% off. B, they love helping out people stop smoking.
Right.
And C, they see IBWIP and they start to miss us.
And then D, of course.
A
fourth thing.
I don't know. I don't know what else.
And then, of course, E.
They want to make money, right? Boom.
Money. So check them out, RockyTopVapor.com. We love those guys, and we would not continue to speak their praises if we didn't believe in them. And they got new labels for these. They're black now instead of white.
Yeah, they kick ass.
Better labels. What? 20% off.
They probably were able to do that, make that huge change of all, redesigning the label
and
printing out new ones just because of all of the people that we've sent there.
All of you guys out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you like craft beer? Do you like music? If you don't like either of those, I hope you at least like laughing. And if I've still got your attention, the reason I'm asking is this. I want you to check out my upcoming podcast called Drunken Lullabies. I'm joined by my co-host Blake Szymanski and a rotating cast of characters. We do beer reviews, play music by bands we think you need to know, make you laugh a lot, and hopefully get you tipsy right along with us. We'll be bringing you a new episode every Sunday, and we hope you'll close your weekends out with us at Drunken Lullabies. We'll educate you on new beers to try, new albums to hear, and make you laugh at nonstop pop culture references and juvenile behavior, which is what you've come to expect from the Pococta Comedy Funhouse. Look us up at FCFnetwork.com. We'll see you on the Sabbath. Cheers.
Ah, boy. Cheers to you, Dustin. Perhaps our most successful FCF Network podcast.
Thus far, he's gonna be making the money.
Well, you know why? It's because he's smart. He's like, hey, what do people like? music. Everyone loves music.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do people like? What's a hot issue right now? Like, people love craft burrs, right?
Right.
So what, you combine those things, what do you get? You get a successful podcast.
Mega podcast.
Mega success. And he's a marketing genius. He's up there every day putting up things on his various internets. In his various internets, he's putting things up.
What is he? What is he on? He's on Facebook.
He's on Facebook. He's on Instagram.
He's on Twitter.
I don't think he's on Twitter. I think he has something against it.
He's got Friendster.
He's got at least two.
He's rocking MySpace.
He's going way back.
He's out there on Black People Meet.
Mm-hmm. He's on that original Blackboard.
Shucking and jiving out there on J-Date.
He's sending telegrams around the United States.
He's got a whiteboard that he just walks around the neighborhood with.
Like just a sandwich board on the
back. It just says drunken lullabies and then like says all with the no craft context? Beers they talk about. Not even a website, just the name. He's like, I just got to get my brand out there.
People just come up and say, it wasn't all day with this show.
That's so good. He like walks around downtowns at night just saying lullabies for those around.
Genius. He is a certified genius.
Fucking genius.
Well, Heather, you're a genius in a way.
Thanks.
As we kind of alluded to before we started pressing record, a lot of shit went down when you weren't here. There was a lot of inappropriate conversation. None of this stuff happens when you're here.
I've yet to hear a single inappropriate thing come out of this show.
Boobs? Boobies?
Broken.
I think just woman shaming.
Mm-hmm.
We're
terribly sexist when you're not here. just awful. Just mean to women.
Like, when you're here, we're...
We've never sat up more straight
you're
in our
such,
lives.
You're such feminists when I'm here. Right, and
we're like, yeah, no bras! But we were worried. You know, the first two episodes, okay, it's cool.
It's happened before.
Yeah, no big deal.
We weren't sweating yet.
Mm-hmm.
Second two episodes.
Uh-oh.
Whew,
someone turn off the heat?
Yes.
Get a little warm in here.
What's going on in here? Episode 5 and 6, you were gone. We were like, oh, shit. One of three things has happened. A, she's just really bad at breaking up with us.
Two.
She got kidnapped by Colombian drug lords.
And D.
Let's see.
What's that?
You were homeless with no place to live, which was what we were worried about.
Oh, man, and that was the closest. That's really sad that that's the closest.
Which one was it? The Colombian one?
No, the third one, D.
D, okay.
C, D.
So where have you been? What's been going on?
Where have I been?
Give us the skinny.
Do you have all your kidneys? You didn't have to sell a kidney or nothing.
I had to sell zero kidneys so far, so that's good. I'd probably sell an egg if I was a college graduate. They want thousands of dollars for my woman eggs if I was a college graduate.
What do they do with those? Make stealth?
Other people make babies with them.
That's what I understand. You can't get these certain jobs. Like we've had this discussion before. Like I have experience with this one job mm-hmm. for 9 years. I can't move to a different state and work at this company doing what I've been doing for 9 years because I don't have a college degree.
It's absolutely ridiculous, yeah.
But really, that piece of paper isn't going to... Like, the person with a college degree that comes out of college and takes that job... It'll take them forever to be good at it.
Mm-hmm.
To get to your level.
Your egg is what it's going to be.
My egg's great. I'm a brilliant lady, even if I don't have a degree.
Right.
And I don't think anyone should be judging my egg quality on whether I got to sit in a classroom for 4 years and turn in some goddamn papers about bullshit.
Is that really the deal? Like,
that's what college is.
Okay. My question is, what is college?
Well, I've just described it to you.
So if you had the higher the degrees you have, would that make your egg more valuable?
They won't. I guess what I should say is I've never seen anyone offering to buy your eggs if you aren't a college graduate. And it's just because if someone is going to buy an egg, if they have the funds, and these are like $10,000, if they have the funds to spend $10,000 on the egg, I think the idea is that they then have a college degree and that they would then want the mother or father of their child biologically to also have a college degree because it's a societal norm that somehow proves intelligence in their baby.
What about just like the person giving the egg or being paid for the egg, take a test before? What if there's just a test you could take?
Just a good IQ test. Right. I'd take an IQ test for it. No, that doesn't happen though.
Hmm.
It's a little easier the other way, where it's like, well, we have thousands of college graduates who need to pay their bills.
Sorry, go ahead.
So it's taking you 6 weeks to find out that you can't sell an egg. That's where you've been.
Wow, you've really done all the paperwork.
That's really what's been going on this whole time, is I've been attempting to sell my eggs. And
we could have helped. It wouldn't have taken so long. We could have done some...
Well, it's mostly because I'm trying to not lose my apartment and my home.
Yeah, how do you go to lose? You just moved into this really cool place. You'd only had it for a little bit of time.
Love it.
It has the biggest deck I've ever seen, which you weren't even able to use yet.
Biggest deck.
The biggest deck.
I'm sorry, it's that bridge in my mouth. It's
the biggest deck.
Deck. So okay, so
but it's very nice. Yes,
it's a cool place.
The reason that I am potentially homeless is Brian Novotny.
Oh shit!
He's an asshole. He is the building owner. So my previous landlord. For everyone who has a landlord that owns a business, make sure that that person actually owns the business. So we made a lease with this guy who said that he owned it. He didn't own it. He was leasing it, and no evidence has ever been brought up that he had a valid contract to make a lease with us. So when his bar went under, then the actual owner of the building contacted us and insisted that the man had never given him the $1,500 deposit. He told us we needed to prove our residence to the electric company so our electric didn't get turned off. He refused to pay our Comcast internet, and we went without internet for 3 days.
I would kill myself, like a bunch of
street rats.
Just going back to the Stone Ages.
Yeah, so mostly I've just been, and I am one of those people that if you don't give me answers about things that affect me and other people that I know in my personal life, I'll just contact you incessantly.
Right.
So then I forced him. He was originally going to use his friend to help him out to lease the apartment. And then when his friend canceled twice with us for a lease meeting.
Like his friend wanted to move
his
in.
His friend was going to be our landlord, like basically an interim landlord because the owner was in California.
But what was the end game here? They just wanted to prove that you had something legal set up with the guy before?
They wanted to write a whole new lease and change a bunch of the terms. They wanted to say that we can't have pets. It's like a really shitty, it has shitty floors. There's no need to not have pets. They wanted to put this thing in our contract saying we had to stay there until December of next year. They like changed our lease terms and like our lease amounts. So it was just basically a bunch of inconvenient little stuff that all added together. But the biggest thing is we don't have electricity in two of the rooms of the house at this point. My whole bedroom, all of the lights in my bedroom have gone off. So I'm just like living with a little lamp. I don't know.
How did you do that?
I don't know. Remember the bathroom lights weren't working? Now also my bedroom isn't working. I think the whole apartment is just breaking down. We're convinced that we are living in a space that was meant to be a storage shed.
They're trying to shut you out.
I know, quite literally.
So right now, as we speak, your bedroom does not have electricity.
No, it doesn't have any.
But you're still getting heat.
Yeah, I'm getting heat. All my outlets work, just none of my lights do. So I have one little lamp that I had, and it's just providing this dim yellow glow throughout my room.
How does your heather plant survive?
Oh, I put her in the window, and she survives on sunlight.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, jeez, yeah, she's great.
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you'll make it, Heather. Don't worry. You'll make it.
Our living room lamp has this like terrifying fan that spins around, and then the lights don't work, and it just makes this noise like...
You gotta get out of there. You gotta get out of there.
I don't know. I love the apartment. I love living downtown. I don't want to leave. I just want them to give me everything I want.
Oh, okay.
That's the opposite of what I told both my ex-wives. I do want to leave and go ahead and take everything I want.
Just as long as I'm out of it. Yeah.
So that's what's been happening. So I'm going to come down hard on some people in the next couple days trying to get everything that
I
have.
So this isn't locked down yet. This is not locked down.
No,
we're six, seven weeks into this.
Yeah, I've gotten the preliminary lease from the new property management, and I told them everything that was wrong with it, which was quite a few things.
Did you have one
and
of these pens?
I told them they need to change it, or I'm moving out of their goddamn place.
Well, they don't care, though, if you move out.
They do, because I'm paying them $1,500 a month, and for a bar that's not running, $1,500 a month for the top of that property that you have coming in every month is a lot more than zero. Yeah.
Hmm. What's going on downstairs, you know?
Nothing. They don't have any ideas.
IBWIP so they don't know. Studios.
So if anyone has ideas for a bar, hit me up. 519 North Main Street.
We can make it a studio.
I mean, if you want to make it a studio, I don't know what the rent is.
We can make it a podcasting bar.
That would be cool, alcohol,
and then you could record an episode of a show that you want to do, and we could give you a file for it.
That'd be sweet. Adam kind of wants to make an arcade bar. He's just like postulating about stuff.
Does that exist in Bloomington right now? Is there an arcade bar?
No, we don't have any.
Have you been to the
bars.
One in Peoria?
Mm-mm. We went to one in Chicago, though, called Emporium.
Oh, yeah,
and
Emporium's
it was
huge.
So awesome. We played a lot of cool
games. That's one that has pinball machines.
Nice.
Nice. So, okay. So right now, your dwelling situation is not concrete. You're still kind of up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be homeless at any time.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. How's the man situation?
Oh, the man situation is great. Those weren't words, but
okay.
The man situation is good.
Okay.
He's good.
And the dog that you were fostering got a home.
Aw, both of the dogs that I fostered.
Both of them.
That's good.
That's good. That means you're doing something right. They didn't die while you're in your possession.
The second one wanted to pee everywhere. Peed everywhere. Aww. And like she'd be like lying on the couch, like a little 8-month-old Australian blue cattle dog puppy, so sweet looking. And you'd go up and like want to rub her while she's lying on the couch, just pee everywhere. Just be like, I haven't gone to the bathroom in 2 hours. Pee. It was gross.
That is pretty disgusting.
You're like, hey, somebody please foster this dog.
Yeah. We're like, get out.
She's a great pup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're glad you're back. We're glad you're safe. And I don't know. I was worried about their eggs.
Thank you. My eggs are great.
Why is it? Come on, man. Funk that. Funk that. Why is it, man? Funk that. Come on, man. Funk that.
I like that.
I like it. It's got a funky beat.
Yeah.
And this is called Chap That Ass. I'm sorry, Heather, I took your thing.
What thing?
Well, you were supposed to do that.
Chap That Ass. That?
Oh, she did.
Show
it.
Me what you're working with. Is that what you meant?
This is where we let off some steam. And it's been a while since we let off some steam. And this was definitely one we had to fit in. This is kind of where we kind of let it loose, kind of just tell you guys what is bugging us.
We get loosey goosey,
looser than geese.
How loose is a goose?
Mm.
Like on a scale of like Pamela Anderson loose or like?
Oh, now we're talking about vaginal tightness.
Sexually loose.
Vaginal, well, I mean, yeah. What else does that mean?
I mean, like, loose in the sense of like. All warmed up, ready to dance, ready to go. How chop, 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 chop.
Foot loose and fancy free.
Exactly.
Oh.
A little Kevin Bacon.
Oh. Yeah. Well, there's no dance.
Are they as loose as Kevin Bacon, or are they as loose as Pamela Anderson?
Right. That's a good question.
And then the middle spot would just be no loose.
And why is it a goose? Why isn't it like a koala bear?
Because it rhymes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It could be Lucy Moosey, though.
Ah, because they're pretty loose. They're just hanging out.
Oh, or like the back of a train.
Caboose.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cute. Lucy Caboosey.
Lucy Caboosey.
That sounds like a name.
Let's hashtag Caboosey, am I right?
Hashtag Caboosey.
Jason, what's chapping your ass right now?
Did I talk about getting robbed or not?
No.
You got robbed?
No, he didn't.
Oh.
Did I talk about it or not?
No.
About the tools?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did talk about that?
Yeah.
Well, that still chaps my ass. When did I talk? On the show?
Yeah.
For what segment?
Chap That Ass last time we did it.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the drug guy that crossed the street.
Yeah.
You know he did it.
This is my living
testament. Jeez, you've only got that one. That's a really... That means you're a real positive person. If you're still chapping your ass over the same thing.
Or I'm a... what's that? Protagonist. No, not protagonist. I don't know what it is. It's when I put things off.
What's that? Procrastinate.
Yeah, when I procrastinate. That's what
Peter
it means.
Peter Procrastinate is the protagonist.
Wow.
Pretty good. Skip me.
Skip you. All right. Heather, you've been gone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Been a while. It didn't really work that well.
It's been a while.
What is something that's chapping your ass?
Oh, you want to know what's chapping my ass, Blake?
Sure do.
It's the Real ID Law of 2005.
The what?
The Real ID Law of 2005.
All right.
Okay. This was a law that was brought down by Homeland Security in 2005. It gave special rules for states that had to administer them throughout their state in order to continue to have their licenses and their state IDs to be valid. It was things like requiring a birth certificate at the time of when you received your ID and extra storage of information. So basically a bunch of stuff that was going to cost each state government tons of money to do, and Illinois decided not to. Along with five other states.
Because
states or so.
They don't have any money in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a $4 million thing that they just decided not to. They're like, nah. So what we have to do as a state, right now, our IDs are not valid to get into federal buildings, so we can't visit anyone in prison. We can't go to the Capitol building if they require an ID or anything like that. And in 120 days, our state IDs and our driver's licenses will not be valid to fly, even domestically.
What?
We have to get passports. No, it's because they're not federally sanctioned. And so in 120 days, you cannot fly. And that's the first one to come down. And who knows what other things we can't do with our IDs at that point. So probably means that we can't drink across state lines that have the right regulations as well at that point. I mean, I would.
This is just because our IDs say Illinois and we didn't participate in that?
It's because our Illinois government didn't do the back work to make our IDs valid.
So you said if we want to get on even a domestic flight, we have to present a passport.
Yes.
So the passport, does it resolve all of this for us?
I mean, if we the passport is federally sanctioned. That takes 6 months to get, though. And we have 120
days. 6 months or 6 weeks?
6 months.
To get a passport?
Generally.
I thought it was 6 weeks.
How long do those passports last?
10 years. So you have it for a long time. Mm. But, I mean, think about it. Everyone in Illinois has now been informed that their ID isn't going to work in 120 days. So that means the lines for passports and the waiting list for passports is probably going to increase. Yeah. And it's just, I'm really not as mad about the law as I am at the fact that Illinois didn't say anything. Like, we could have been told, like, 6 months ago that this was going to happen so we could plan ahead.
I don't think that's on us, though. Like, it's
not on us. But right. If our government was going to do that to us, we might as well know so we can plan.
Fucking Obama.
Now, Heather, you are young. And
that's
full
the
of,
right answer.
You're full of piss and vinegar, which I respect. And you're very active on the political scene. And I assume this is how you came across this information?
Yes, I read the news.
Oh, so you just read it was just basically reading the news.
Yeah, it was in the Chicago Tribune about 2 days or maybe like a week ago.
How is this affecting you personally? What is making you over the top angry about this because of how it's going to affect you?
It makes me upset because I don't know when my ID will be valid. And for an uncareful planner like me, who would potentially just want to take a trip at some point,
right,
I can't just go on a flight and get a flight.
Let's say you're a man. You know, said, hey, I'm taking you to Hawaii. We're getting married.
Aww.
Let's say that Heather wants to go on a trip to Oregon in order to go see some cool shit in Oregon.
Okay.
Then Heather can't go do that. Yeah. I can't just go on a
spontaneous trip. The look
on
her face was just like, that is...
It's like, I am not going to Hawaii.
Right.
Well, I'm not getting married. I would totally take a paid trip to Hawaii, Adam.
What's in Oregon you want to see?
Oh, Oregon's a beautiful state.
Oh, I know.
It's got really good countryside and it also has those beautiful mountains and like a really good climate.
Okay. I've been a couple times. I just didn't know if there's something.
I've never been to Oregon.
You go immediately.
It's gorgeous.
It's awesome.
You can't now.
Why?
Well, you have 120 days.
I know. I have 120 days to go.
120 days is what, 6 months?
No, it's like 4 months. Like April, I think the beginning or end of April.
Okay.
Oh, you were kidding.
The clock started ticking at the beginning of this year.
January 1st, yeah. 120 days from January 1st.
I see. Okay. I'm pissed about it too.
We're gonna start putting chapstick for how much our asses have been chapped.
Yeah, well, that's something we should come up. Maybe the bar below your house should be a podcasting bar, and we'll sell ass chapstick too.
That's hey,
I like an ass bomb.
Yeah. Ooh, ass bomb. You can call it ass bombs and podcasts.
Butt bomb, ass bomb,
and we'll call them Vegas balms. BALMS. We put aloe vera in it.
Well, something that's been chapping my ass. The last couple, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time when I bring up something that's chapping my ass, it has something to do with driving. People cutting out in front of you from like side streets.
Okay.
Onto the main road.
Mm-hmm.
How they're just whipping out there in front of you. It's really starting to bug me. And they don't have enough room, and they just do it real quick, or they pull out in a normal distance, but then they go really slow, so then you come up on their ass, you know what I mean? So
you practically chap their ass,
right? Nice. And pet peeves of mine is driving. I don't drive fast. I'm not a reckless driver. I don't drive slow either. I'm just a normal driver, like that abides by the rules of the road, like 4-way stops. That's the first thing you learn when you go into driver's education is, hey, when you get to a 4-way stop, if two people get there at the same time, which one goes?
The one on the left.
The one on the left!
Mm-hmm.
The one on the left. The one on the left, people. Just don't stand there and look at each other and don't go when it's not your turn.
Oh boy, I Ooh. This is not mine. I thought of something else for Chat My Ass, but I know what you're saying about the people pulling out. I have the same thing in the grocery store, like at the end of an aisle.
Oh yeah,
people will pull out, like, or they won't even look because sometimes they can't look, and sometimes you just see a cart emerge. You're like, oh shit, I gotta get out of the way.
Mostly like on a Sunday mm-hmm. or someone is super busy, but then also, you know, at the end of these aisles, now they have these displays at the end of every aisle. They're, you know, they're utilizing. You never used to have that.
They have end caps. Caps. Yep.
End caps. They never used to have those. And now they're just stocked with more food
and
items.
There's TVs on them sometimes.
And TVs. So you got a bigger blind spot.
Blake is drawing a map. Blake is drawing a map for us on his paper
it's
right now.
It looks like an arrow pointing up, and the next to it's a tree. So I totally get
what
you're saying.
Most simplest tree of all time.
This is an 8-bit Mario-style tree.
It just goes back to my the chap my ass thing that has always been, always will be, is... Nowadays, everybody feels entitled.
Oh my God.
I'm entitled to cut in front of you because I'm ready to go. Or I am entitled to go before you at the stop sign, even though we got here at the same time. Or you got there before me.
Yep.
And you're starting to roll out. You know, listen, people. Each one of you listeners, first of all, I love you guys. All four of you. Second of all, couldn't do it without you. Third of all, you're not any better than any of us at this table. Anybody driving down the road, you're not any better than those people.
Amen.
Maybe me.
Fucking, besides Jason. Follow the fucking rules. Go to a stop, four-way stop. If you stop, even if it's across from you, the person is across from you. It's still the person to your left. It's mm-hmm. still the person to your left. Because eventually you have to go left. That's we'll make a complete circle.
Aren't they both at your left if you're across from each other, though?
No.
If you're across from each other and you're both going straight, though, you can go together, right?
No.
Can't, what if,
why?
What if you just point at the person and say,
I
no,
choose you.
Then,
go.
No, because then when you point, when you do that, and you're just like trying to even when you're trying to be nice and you point to someone, hey, go ahead, well, then they go a little bit and then they wave you and then you say, no, go ahead. And then they get all mad and they throw their hands up and then they just sit there. So then you just fucking go.
And you hit them just like that.
Problem solved.
Fucking go.
I do have one. I have a chap that mm-hmm. ass okay. real quick. Okay, so I've had a cell phone for probably 13 years now and it's always been with Verizon. And a few years ago they said, hey, now we have the iPhone. And I said, good, because I like that and I want to have that.
Yeah.
And so I got that.
Ah.
And I got their unlimited plan. Which I have until this very day. They stopped it probably 3 or 4 years ago, their unlimited plan, but I just never...
Unlimited data?
Unlimited data.
Unlimited data, which is...
From Verizon, which is
wow.
creme de la creme rare.
It's very rare, because now all the plans are like, oh, you can get 3, you can get 4, you can get 6, you can 8, 10, 12 gigs. It's all tons of money. And mine, I had a discount with a former employer to where I think it was like 400 minutes, unlimited text, unlimited data, and it was like $81 a month,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think is terrible. I think it's all right. That's all I know anyway for the past 5 years. So then I log in, clock.com. I go to pay my bill. And it says, hey, guess what? Anyone who has unlimited, the price is going up $20 a month. And I was like, oh, I don't like that at all.
No.
So I'm on no contract. I've had the same phone for 5 years. It's an iPhone 4, and it's worked like a goddamn champ. I actually mm-hmm. Googled best iPhones, and that is the number one iPhone. Just by dumb luck, I happen to have it. So I love my phone. I wish I had better battery and a little bit more space, but I love the fact that I have unlimited. And if I want to get a new phone, then I have to pay like full price for it, which would be like $900. And then I would have to keep paying, which now would be about $100 a month for my phone. I was like, I don't want to do any of that stuff.
No.
But I'm really stuck. I can't not do it. And then when I go in there and talk to him about it, yeah, there's nothing we can do for you. If you want to get like a 3 or a 5 gig plan, you can. But I don't think they have discounts on phones anymore, do they? Mm-hmm. Like you have to pay full price for phones over the course of your 2-year contract, I think is what it is.
Yeah, are they leasing you the phone or are they
selling
you the phone?
I want to own the phone.
Yeah, that's why they're doing it because they only want you to lease it. And that's the discount is to lease the phone and then give it back.
I don't want to give them back.
I know.
The horrible, disgusting, dirty things I do with my phone, I don't want anyone to have access to.
I don't know why anyone wants anyone's phone back. That sounds like such a bad situation.
There's such a resale value. Like I would go to Craigslist
mm-hmm.
and I would go, hey Craigslist, where's a iPhone 6? I'm like, here's one right here. It's $1 million. It's like I'm not gonna pay that. There is such a high resale value for phones right now that I get it. I get why they want to lease you phones, because they could turn around and sell them to someone else for a very nice profit.
Right. And it's here you have unlimited data, which is like you holding the golden goose.
And it's with Verizon,
yeah.
too.
And yeah, that's what
and it's with Verizon. But Verizon's like, okay, you've kind of got – you're kind of fucking me. The company is saying, okay, Jason – you're one of the few people that have this left because you
have
weren't
this no contract.
Yeah, because you weren't tempted by all this other shit we've done for the past however many years, and you've got something that kind of like was back when texts were. You know, you used to only have so many texts. Well, yeah. But when that became obsolete and it was no big deal, then it was the data. And then, so you've got the goose.
All right.
Okay. But they're like, we can't let him win. We have to fuck him somehow.
And well, this is kind of how it
now
is.
Now it's the phone. It's like, okay, you can have all the unlimited data you want with that phone, you know, that's
old.
Well, basically, they're like, here's a goose, and we'll let you hold on to it, but we're not going to sign anything saying you can keep that goose for whatever we gave you for it. So we're just going to always have it in our back pocket that you've got this goose with no setup.
Because it's our loose goose.
Yeah. Honestly, that's our loosey goosey,
you know,
caboosey.
I looked into it because I was fuming. I don't fume often, but I was fuming. Mm-hmm. And so I looked into it, and I really am not the problem. I think I am like 5% or less of people that still have the unlimited plan with Verizon. And there are people out there who, quote-unquote, and I say quote-unquote because if you offer unlimited, it's unlimited.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's unlimited. There's no – that means there are no limits. Virtually, right. That's exactly what it means. But there are people that they say abuse the unlimited by downloading hundreds of gigs per month. At my height, five and a half,
right.
Maybe. That was my – and I've never gone past that. So, but they think that people who have it are just are abusing the hell out of it by doing hundreds of gigs. I don't even know – what does that mean? How does that happen? Are you downloading movies constantly?
Just watching YouTube 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I get up to like 20 gigs or so a month watching YouTube videos.
And
I probably watch like at most 2 hours of YouTube videos a day, and generally like 30 minutes.
On your
minutes
phone?
Generally 30 minutes of YouTube. Yeah, like, well, I'm getting ready for work. I can just watch YouTube video after YouTube video and take it from room to room with me.
What plan are you on? Are you on
unlimited? I'm unlimited, but I have Sprint.
How is theirs?
Oh, I hate them to the core of my being. But they have all right service.
Okay, so there's AT&T, there's Verizon, Sprint, US Cellular. Where I live in East Peoria, I went to Verizon first to kind of try to hash some of this shit out. I didn't really like what I was hearing, but I guess I get it. Then I went over to Sprint to see what they could do for me. Night and day difference. When I walked into Verizon, it looked like I was in a spaceship from 2,000 years in the future. It was just, everything was very futuristic, ultra modern, sleek. Design, everything was awesome. I walk into Sprint. It's like, how did they preserve 2002 so well in here?
Right.
There is literally a man in there cleaning windows and applying a film to block the sun out of the window. It's like, this is fucking nuts. and you're right. It's night and day. It's you hate them to the core of your being. I walked in there. I was like, this is awful. They had two dudes working. I think there were 450 people in the Verizon store working. They're a GD machine over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It chaps my ass.
Yeah.
It chaps my ass.
I hope.
And he ends it with a polite chap my ass.
Because he's a polite guy. He keeps his shit together.
That might be my favorite outro we have ever done.
It's a mix, that's for sure.
You did it. That was all you.
It's a DJ cut mix. That's
it's
back,
loose.
That's back. That's back before I had four other shows to edit.
Good luck trying to get an outro sound that good anymore.
Right.
All right, here's
that's like an unlimited plan from 1983.
release schedule. These are the things that have happened, and potentially some of the things that will happen.
Good.
I really get to read these. I really savor it. I'm sorry. Episode 231. Take it to the bridge. It's available right now. Drop what you're doing. Go listen to that.
Heather, just a little background for you on that. Take it to the bridge describes the two hot ladies that worked at my dental office who basically threw me a party and gave me a donut.
Oh.
What? Okay. This begs the question because right now we're kind of teasing her with that episode. What would it take for us to have you listen to a past episode you're not a part of?
Just that. Just that teaser. Just that teaser of a donut.
High five.
Yeah.
Or, hey, but we'll see.
I know if, I am the worst at listening to episodes that I'm not a part of.
She's like, I can watch these YouTube videos all morning as I'm getting ready. Your show? No.
Funk
you know
that.
What? It's funny because when
this hamster being petted so relaxing that it goes flat.
Funk so that. episode 232, I Like Him Scared. And a quick teaser on that one. That's where an old lady sexually harassed me. So if you want to hear about that, then you will click the appropriate clicks.
Okay.
That's available right now. Episode 234, Scottie Pippen episode. Whoops. Our next episode, inevitably entitled Hot Fudge Mondays, will be available on Friday, January 22nd.
233?
No, it's 234.
Oh, is it?
What
happened to 233?
This is 233. This is the current episode.
Okay.
This format has not changed since you've been a part of the show.
I've forgotten how the whole thing goes. I forgot how the whole thing works.
You're totally... No, okay, this is how we do the release schedule. Let me break it down. Okay.
Okay.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. No other podcast gives you the release schedule.
I know. I'm so confused about ours. Explain it to me.
It may be a thing of the past, but okay. We like doing it.
Okay.
So we're going to probably continue. What I do for the release schedule is I look at the past two episodes that we had.
Okay.
Now, Blake and I keep pretty close track, so we know that this is episode 2, Scottie Pippen.
Okay.
So before that is 232 and 231.
Mm-hmm.
And so we take the names of those, we put it in there, we let the listeners know. Blake is loving this shit. We let the listeners know it's available now.
Okay,
and then, as a joke, we say our next episode, which would be 234 or 230 or 2 Scottie Pippen plus 1, if you will,
okay.
And say what it is inevitably entitled, which it is never entitled that. That's just a joke that says to appease me, he lets me write these things.
Okay.
Does that clear
okay.
it, does that clear
yeah,
it
that
up?
Helps. Yeah.
It may sound like I'm being condescending. I absolutely am not. Other listeners may be like, why the hell? What does the release schedule mean? Why are they saying these things? So you could be doing everyone a favor.
Thanks, guys. Or you're welcome, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Excuse me.
So there's that.
Blake is crying.
He shit his pants. And don't forget, today, Friday, January 15th, is National Hat Day. Every day is National Hat Day for Bret Michaels. It's pretty funny. Also, he's going to see what kind of laugh train we can go on this, run a goddamn train on this
he's
boy.
He's chapped his ass and lost his voice all at once.
That's a bad combo. You never want to get your voice. You never want to get your ass chapped and then your voice out.
You should use all the liquid on your face and put it on your ass.
Also, Monday, January 18th is Winnie the Pooh Day. How did a literary character named Pooh ever get popular? Check out my upcoming children's book, Charlemagne the Shit. I hope you enjoy reading it as much as I enjoyed mentally defecating it. Pretty funny. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, and they will be looked upon as the new gospel. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, your comments will be converted into some Arabic language and ultimately a threat to this great nation. So go ahead, say something. I'd like to thank all of you for being a part of the show.
Okay. It's one of those laughs where you just can't stop. But here's what happened.
Okay.
You're going to break down your laughs?
All right. Okay. Break it down, Blake.
Get loosey-goosey. I got to the point where there's tears running down my eyes. My stomach is in a lot of pain.
Six-pack abs, if I ever say so.
They're going to be, but... Okay, so when it started, first I started laughing because of the two Scottie Pippen. Because even me, I went, wait, that says 234. So at first I didn't get the joke as well, even though I know this format. And then when I started to laugh, then I started to fart.
Oh no!
And as I was laughing, like I went. P-p-p-p-p-p-p. So then,
oh no!
He just waved us off.
I listen to all my podcasts on iTunes, and you can hit like back 15 seconds or forward 15 seconds. If the listeners want to go back a couple of 15 seconds, you can hear that Blake is not laughing at what we're saying at all, but rather his own farts.
No, I was laughing. There's a multitude of things. And then him explaining it, not like I said, he wasn't being condescending, but it was just the explaining of it. It just,
I am now, just now, understanding that the reason that two, after everything has been explained and everything has been told to me, that right. the reason we wouldn't have 233 listed is because this is 233.
How long have you thought this way?
I have no
idea! It's been about a year.
I don't know. Okay. The Scottie Pippen thing is what really brought it to my mind. Right. Scottie Pippen, thank you.
All she's thinking about is two Pippins doesn't make a right.
While we're wrapping the show up here, mm-hmm. just glancing over the show notes, are there any other questions about the show notes you may have that we could clear up? You may bring to light things I have questions about.
I mean, I can't think, and now I'm pressured. I can't think of anything.
That's
else.
Fine. Take it.
Right.
What's fantasy football again?
Well,
it's a sad world that some grown men who never made it past high school football live
in. Do you find it ironic that I did three shows with him on Friday? Then got deathly ill and was in bed for 24 hours straight.
I didn't know.
Oh, not a bit.
I know you didn't know because you don't care. Because
I don't check in with you daily.
Whoops. I actually
Blake is so wet right now.
I didn't
now,
feel
good. So everyone knows.
He's got a sheen. But I was kind of scratchy. Remember, I was kind of scratchy. I was kind of coughy a little bit. You know, just gritty.
Mm-hmm.
Then me and Molly went to go see a movie Hash and we went out to dinner. I came home by 8:30. Came home and I went up and took a shower and I went to bed and I don't remember anything until Saturday night when she's like, "You've been in bed for 24 hours and drank a half a bottle of NyQuil. You need to get out of bed."
Oh wow!
So
are you feeling better? I really didn't know any of this until
no.
This
I feel better now.
That's good. But,
what movie did you see?
Daddy's Home.
So let that be a warning Daddy's to everyone home? listening right. to this episode. Is that
the Wahlberg and the
yeah,
Will
it's just, if you watch the previews, you've seen it all.
It'll make you deathly ill.
Yes.
Step Brothers, but not.
Right. So thank you, Jason, for all your contributions and for breaking down the show schedule.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. Is that vodka smooth?
Let's get me a little buzzed.
Okay. Heather, welcome back. I'm glad to see you. You have all your arms and legs and
got two of
each. You have some place to stay and everything. Mm-hmm. But we're glad to have you back. You've been very big missed.
Very big missed.
I have very big missed you guys. I have very big missed
we
you
We all
guys.
Know what that means. There's no reason to acknowledge it or explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. All right, folks. Remember to check out FCFnetwork.com, the home for all of these wonderful podcasts that we're putting out right now, Sex with Heather, Couch Pilots.
You're having a lot of fun doing that.
Guys, if you don't like me hosting this show, I don't blame you. But I don't host Couch Pilots, and it's a lot more fun. Drunken Lullabies with Dustin and Beer Mansky.
I just did that recently with them and got drunk with them. It was pretty good. Pretty good stuff.
S&M Radio and the song Inside and Out, a whole bunch of great IBWP,
mm-hmm.
And it's only like $15 a month for all that, isn't it?
No, it's free for who people
I,
to listen.
Who am I paying?
Huh?
Who am I paying then?
Libsyn.
Oh, that's right. No, it's free for anyone who wants to listen. If you've got an hour to kill, pick any one of the shows, and you'll be glad that you did.
Yeah, they're all on iTunes. Go to iTunes and subscribe to them if you're an iPhone person.
Hell yeah.
If you just like Androids like the rest of us in the world, any podcast app, just search one of those shows. Or just go to the website and listen to them.
For sure.
Thanks a lot, folks. I appreciate your time, efforts, and your ears.
Winter is really starting to get me depressed. The sun goes down at 4:30, for Christ's sake. Good thing I have the warm glow of IBWIP and the bandwidth to accommodate it.
That's kind of funny.
Some of the mystery tags are more just statements about life and where we are as a society rather than jokes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need to be funny.
They're kind of like Blake ass formations in a way.
They are saying that they might make Wi-Fi a public utility, but like it might be a necessity that they can't turn it off during the winter or another in the winter. But like it might be something that you don't have to pay for sure. That is a big...
What do you think? Is that good?
Yeah. I think if everyone can be connected, I don't think that's a bad thing.
We are approaching the singularity, after all.
I'm having a hard time thinking of any ideas where that would be a bad thing. Aside from people's personal privacy, should everything?
Yeah, they're gonna give it to you like that and access like that because Big Brother is watching you.
Homeland can get into your camera, which is actually totally true. That The secret one. They can get into your phone's camera when your phone is off, turn it on, and look at you, and do the same thing with your microphone.
My phone is always just like... NSA. It's always in my pocket. What are they going to look at? My inner thigh?
Well, then they're going to listen to you.
Because my pockets go into my inner thigh.
Just straight in it. You actually have a pocket in your leg.
What are they going to look at, though?
They could look at anything.
It's either like it's facing my thigh or it's looking into my ear.
If they can't look at you, then they're going to listen to you.
Well, they're going to be bored out of their goddamn mind.
Have you ever been to his house? It's so quiet.
She's been there. She's been to my house, all right?
I've been to his house. That is true. It was quiet. That's true, too.
Oh, all kinds of stuff going on.
This has been a Pakakta Comedy Funhouse production. Produced by Jason Tosher. Shit. Executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
There's no fix and post on IBWIP. I have no time for post fixing.
So what do you want to call that one?
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.